Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very always excited about being able to hang out with you on our Thanksgiving Day. This is my 21st consecutive live Thanksgiving Day program. And we're starting the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. And right now it's just you and me. I want to, you know, one of the things that that we call this Thanksgiving, and as you know, the story behind it is the history behind it is the first Thanksgiving, the one I just talked about a little bit with Ken Davis, one of our two resident historians in the Brain Trust. And so, of course, we know that was the people we call the Pilgrims, which is not completely accurate, but it serves. And they came over in the Mayflower in 1620. And by 1621, they're about to die. About half of them had died, and they wind up being saved by an Indian who helped them survive there. And so that turned around America's history. And in the fall of that of 1621, they became very grateful for to be alive and to be able to grow crops and to harvest and to learn how to make it in the new land. And so they had a meal of Thanksgiving, which is something people have been doing for a long, long time. And for long centuries before, people have been giving thanks in the harvest season, especially for the bounty of the earth, for the bounty of that sustains us. And so when you think about that, when you think about what sustains us, I'd like for all of us to take a few moments today and look around, slow down, have a seat, take some deep breaths. Close your eyes a little bit. Maybe just close your eyes for a few seconds, and then try to think about what sustains me. Is it your faith? Is it your family? Is it your friends? Is it your profession? Some people probably are sustained by stuff, and you know that's. If that's the way you are, then that's your business. It's not mine. But I would like to encourage you, regardless of what sustains you, and you can have many things. I mentioned all those things I just mentioned. I guess I'm guilty of all those. I'm a man of faith. I have children. I have a family. I have friends. I have a job that I love, and I have some stuff that I like. I kind of like my stuff. So those things sustain me. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful that I live in a country that's where I can practice my career, where I can grow myself professionally and financially. I hope Americans. I hope I never take that for granted. You can't, if you've never traveled abroad, if you've ever gone to places where they have freedom, but they don't have liberty the way you and I have liberty. When I say they have freedom, they can move around, they can walk around, they can come and they can go, but there are certain things they cannot do that you and I take for granted here in America. And so if you ever have a chance to do that, when you come back to America, you'll have a different attitude about what sustains you. You'll have a different attitude about what to be grateful for. You have a different way of thinking about gratitude. Gratitude for those who have gone before us, on whose shoulders we stand. I mean, it would be very difficult. We can study history all we want, and that's great. I hope you do. But it still would be, it'd be very difficult for us to really appreciate the sacrifices, the supreme sacrifices that have been made so you and I can be basically cream puffs here in America, living in the lap of luxury, fat, dumb, and happy, and the way we are. And so let's, when we, as we have this holiday today, let's just think about things to be grateful for that's not the food in front of us. People to be grateful for, and not only the ones around us, but the ones who've gone before us. Let's be grateful for those people, because whether you realize it or not, those things, those people sustain you too. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. 20 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.